Next up now, American soldiers who have returned home from the U.S.-led wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are facing tough challenges. The Department of Veterans Affairs says last year nearly 50,000 of the veterans were either homeless or in a federal program aimed at keeping them off the streets. High rate of unemployment and post-traumatic stress disorder among the veterans have raised the rate of suicide among them. A large number of U.S. troops who were deployed in Iraq and Afghanistan come from the lower class. They were promised a better future by the Department of Defense. Long, costly wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have failed to end militancy in the two countries. Let's go to Madison and talk to Professor James Fetzer, former U.S. Marine also. Welcome, sir. Professor, first of all, what are the main challenges that these veterans face?
Well, they need to be reintegrated into society. Many of them suffer from post-traumatic stress syndrome. They don't relate normally. They need special care and assistance in fitting back into society. And the Veterans Administration, unfortunately, has a history of being unable to equal the task that's being imposed upon them with consequences such as those you have just described.
And of course, what impact would the state of these veterans have on the way younger recruits think of the Army when they want to join, and of course, possible future recruiting?
Well, the problem is when you have a depressed economy and when jobs are sparse, that benefits the military because many young men and today young women will join the military in the false expectation that they're going to receive decent treatment from the American government during their training, during their service, and afterwards. And unfortunately, it's more of an illusion than a reality. The problems with the VA are chronic, and many veterans, I'm sorry to say, are even being treated as potential terrorists by the NSA and the Department of Homeland Security because they know how to use weapons and they deserve our honor, respect, and treatment, fair treatment, and it's a disgrace the government isn't living up to that expectation.
Indeed. James Fetzer, former U.S. Marine from Madison, thanks for your time there, sir.